You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Electronics giant Foxconn was expected to build these so-called innovation centers in five cities in Wisconsin. They were slated to create hundreds of jobs. We're asking why these centers have stalled. What questions do you have about Foxconn's research and development in Wisconsin? What do you think about its job creation thus far and these innovation centers on hold? We're at 800-642-1234 to join in. Corinne Hess is WPR's reporter in Milwaukee. Corey, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
Remind us what Foxconn wanted to do with these innovation centers. What's the goal here?
Well, Foxconn announced these innovation centers not too long after their massive manufacturing plant in Mount Pleasant was first announced. And the goal was to create between 100 and 200 high-skilled jobs throughout the state. In fact, former Governor Scott Walker was calling them sort of the Foxconn bonus.
What would happen inside these innovation centers?
Well, you know, it was never perfectly clear, but the goal was, again, to create, you know, high-skilled, high-tech jobs. They were going to be sort of research and development type jobs. And they were going to be, the first one was announced in Milwaukee, and that innovation center was also going to be Foxconn's North American headquarters. That was going to have 500 jobs. And then the others were announced sort of over time in Green Bay, Eau Claire, Racine, and most recently Madison. And those were each going to have between 100 and 200 jobs.
Were these innovation centers so supposed to be a bridge to the colleges, a bridge to the UW?
Well, that's actually a more recent development. Just this month, Foxconn announced a new initiative called Earn and Learn, where they're going to be working with some local schools. And that's a program where college students can work at Foxconn full time, and they'll be doing that at these innovation centers, although the innovation centers aren't yet built. So how that's all going to work, I'm not sure.
So,
So
the innovation centers was also, you know, this way to recruit students. And then there was Gateway Technical College in Racine and Chippewa Valley Technical College in Eau Claire. Is that still happening?
Well, like you said, this Earn and Learn, this is a new initiative. I think the original intent of the innovation centers was just to put, you know, adults to work for Foxconn across the state.
We're talking with Corey Hess. She is WPR's reporter based in Milwaukee. She's been reporting on Foxconn's innovation centers that have not come to fruition yet. Are you a student at Gateway Technical College in Racine or Chippewa Valley Technical College in Eau Claire, perhaps UW Parkside? Do you want to take advantage of Foxconn's recruitment program? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Corey, you talked with Aaron White, Eau Claire's economic development manager, about Foxconn's planned innovation center in Eau Claire. Here's a takeaway from your time with them.
They didn't give much of an indication on a timeline, but they still kind of reinforced their intent to move forward with the project eventually in Eau Claire. So we're still kind of working under the impression that it will occur at some point in time.
So Aaron is expressing hope, a bit of optimism there that these centers will come to pass. Have you heard similar things from other people?
I have. I also spoke to Kevin Vonk, who's in Green Bay. He's their development director. And he said the same thing. He had a visit from about, I think, four people from Foxconn in the summer. And he said that even though his innovation center is paused right now, he's hoping that they start work next year. The way he put it was Foxconn's a multi-billion-dollar corporation with properties all over the world. So, you know, he said sometimes people think that Green Bay is the center of the world because of the Green Bay Packers, but yeah, they're probably a little bit smaller than Foxconn. I also spoke to the people in Racine who said that, again, Foxconn has put this building on hold, the Innovation Center, because they're focused on what's going on with the Mount Pleasant campus.
But you did see there that they pulled a building permit for the Innovation Center in Racine last week. How should we interpret that?
You know, I'm not sure. So the building permit was pulled right after our story ran, and it's for 1,400 square feet, which isn't very big. And we'll see what happens. I don't know, you know, what they're going to do, if that means they're going to move forward. When I talked to Racine officials just the day before, they had said that Innovation Center was on hold. So, you know, just a few months ago, they had done $2 million worth of work on the Innovation Center in Eau Claire, and that center is still on hold. So, I mean, Foxconn has purchased all the buildings in these different cities, so they own them. And I do think that some work is being done. I just don't know if they're doing as much work as they are in Mount Pleasant.
Oh, so these buildings are purchased. This isn't leased space at all.
No, they've purchased the buildings. Just in the last few months, they've purchased a building in Madison for over $9 million. So they own the buildings.
How are these agreements working? How are the Innovation Centers going to be funded once they do get up and running?
The local municipalities are not paying for this. This is Foxconn funded. So I also think that that's why maybe they're moving a little slower than what people would like to see, because as Aaron White said in Appleton, you know, they haven't really been following it as closely as they maybe would other projects, because they have no money involved. So this is just, it's on Foxconn's time and on their dime, you know, they just are moving at their own speed.
And so if these jobs at these innovation centers do come to fruition, would they be qualified for the state tax credits?
They would, yes. I reached out to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which has been monitoring this, and they would fall under the same purview as the other jobs, the jobs being created in Mount Pleasant. So at the end of every year, WEDIC gets a jobs report and finds out if Foxconn met their goal for the year, and then they get the state tax credits. So this, you know, last year they did not meet their goal. And we'll find out at the end of the year if they meet their goal for this year.
I was going to say, we're getting close to the end of December, so we should be finding out this year pretty soon how Foxconn is doing on hiring.
We should.
What does it look like for the future of the factory itself in Mount Pleasant? What have you seen there in terms of preparation on that land?
Well, a few months ago, they started building their 1 million square foot manufacturing plant, and they just got approval for another building where they're going to be doing more research and more kind of this high-tech work. And they're not exactly saying too much about what type of work they're going to be doing there. They're moving forward with some buildings out there.
Corey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Corinne Hess is WPR's reporter in Milwaukee. She's been reporting on Foxconn innovation centers that are on hold around the state. Coming up on Capitol Hill, Wisconsin lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are united behind cheese, natural cheese, that is. A new bipartisan bill would create a formal definition of natural cheese. Do you pay attention to how your cheese is made before you buy it? Would you support clearer definitions for categories of cheeses? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a moment to discuss the CURD Act. What an acronym there. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.